I feel when it comes to dating and relationships, you got to keep people out of your business, especially those people who don't know you, as well as people that just don't really and truly have any incentive of supporting you in your movement. When issues arise, I believe that everyone can agree that you bring that up with your partner. And then it may be necessary to pull people in that are either qualified to help or committed to seeing your relationship remain successful. In this episode, I'm just going to briefly talk about the Kiki Palmer and Darius Jackson situation, and then I'll give my views and opinions on the importance of keeping things close to the chest. Okay, and if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. I honestly feel that what goes on between husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, or girlfriend and girlfriend, should really and truly be reserved for the people that are in the relationship. However, there are times and situations that people allow their emotions to get the best out of them, and they reach out to family for support, friends for support, and sometimes they go on social media. The thing about being a couple is that it is important to always present a united front, and when problems arise, discuss those issues with your partner. And then in some instances, it is necessary to reach out to friends or family members, people that genuinely care about you and your relationship. All too often, people pull in the wrong people into their relationship drama and or mess. And it doesn't do anything to help benefit the relationship. Oftentimes, people cry out to social media, bashing their partner, only to remain with them, only to upset or to allow them to have to deal with unfair judgment and mistreatment. What was extremely interesting about the Kiki Palmer situation with her, the father of her child, Darius Jackson, is the fact that no one saw it coming. It kind of came out of left field. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Kiki Palmer, and for those of you who don't know who she is, I'm just going to ask you to Google her. She is an actress. She's very, very talented and has been on the scene for decades. She recently welcomed a baby into the world with her partner, Darius. Now, Kiki's famous, whereas her boyfriend is not well known. At any rate, she attended Usher Raymond's concert, one of his concerts, I believe the day after the 4th of July. And she wore a sheer black dress. And some people may question or feel that what she had on was inappropriate as a woman or for a woman or any woman to wear, anybody to wear. Some people may think what she had on was appropriate, right? And some people may say, oh, it's appropriate, but the fact that she's a mom, she should dress a little bit more modestly. And I can agree with anyone that has their own opinion. However, it is very important to understand that whatever someone decides to say, how they carry themselves, what they wear, is no one else's business. We can only judge and police ourselves. What her boyfriend did was he went on Twitter and made a very judgmental comment about what she had on. And of course, Black Twitter and the world took notice. In fact, if you would to have Googled Keke Palmer, and I'm pretty sure, being that it's only been a couple of days since it happened, if you Google her name as well, you will see countless articles from major publications, Complex, USA Today, even Forbes magazine, talking about the incident. And what has happened since he made his comment, and I'll loosely quote what he stated or what he tweeted. He said with a picture or a caption or a video of Keke and Usher, "But you're a mom though." Or he said something about the fact that, "Why'd you wear that outfit?" That's not exactly what he said, but you get the gist. Some people thought he was joking, right? But then he doubled down with another statement about how he expects his household to run, or as the man of the household. I see no problem in a person having certain expectations as it relates to the behaviors of their partner. What's very unfortunate is that it was done on a public stage with people who really could care less about their relationship. What it did was it caused a lot of conversation and discussion about whether or not he was right to feel the way that he felt. If you think back to not that long ago, maybe a couple of months ago, Chance the Rapper was caught on a video dancing very seductively with, I believe it was Carnival. There was a Carnival celebration. I could be wrong. The women were dressed up in exotic and beautiful outfits. And the way they were dancing and moving, it was very, very, in a lot of women's eyes, distasteful and disrespectful to his wife. Now, we can also understand that it's hard to compare a marriage relationship to a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, right? Because there are obvious differences there. But one thing that we have to understand is that each person has the right to feel the way they want to feel, to express how they feel. But when it really and truly comes down to it, that is really and truly between you and your partner. Since he made the statement, people started bashing him about as calling him a woman, body shamer. There was a lot of judgment and criticism for the way he handled it. And I agree for the most part. What ended up happening next is that at some point he disabled his Twitter. Not because he couldn't take the heat, but people started going back and digging deep into all of his tweets, his responses. You know how we can get forensic on people. There was a tweet or a post that he made in reference to Alton Sterling. If that name sounds a little bit familiar, you may recall Alton Sterling is one of the many Black men who lost their lives unnecessarily at the hands of a police officer. Alton Sterling was killed or lost his life at the age of 37 back on July 5th of 2016. He was shot and killed by two Baton Rouge Police Department officers. And it caused a major, major frenzy. His tweet was in support of the actions of the police officers. There's other tweets and comments that he's made about other things that really and truly came to light. And as a result, I believe he disabled his Twitter account. Only for a short period of time, because it is back up again. Since then, Kiki has made some cute little posts that may imply that they are no longer together. It doesn't state that, but you can see that it seems as though things have kind of shifted. And though I can't confirm, there are reports that they've unfollowed each other on social media. See, it's very important for those of you who are dating, or especially if you're in a relationship, to communicate, be open about your expectations. And understand that even if you're open and you have great communication about expectations, there are some things that your partner may do that you don't like. There may be some things that you didn't even get to have a conversation about. But it's very important that the communication, when it comes to you and your partner communicating disappointments, that is done behind closed doors, because no one should have access to understanding your frustration enough that it can cause any additional divide in the relationship that you want. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry into Outback Steakhouse, where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.